Macmillan Audio presents Never Get Angry Again by David J. Lieberman. Read for you by Robert Fass. Introduction. Let's face it. If anger management techniques were effective, you wouldn't be reading this book. You've probably tried it all. Positive self-talk, punching a pillow, and reminding yourself that no good will come from getting angry. But the next time you feel your blood boiling, or you start to fly into a blind rage, see how well counting to 10 works for you. These clumsy attempts to maintain calmness are often futile, and sometimes emotionally draining. Anger management books typically feature these tried and not true methods, along with generic case studies, personal anecdotes, and bumper sticker slogans. The fact is, either something bothers us, causing anxiety, frustration, or anger, or it doesn't. Yes, our objective is to remain calm, but we can better accomplish this by not becoming agitated in the first place. When we fight the urge to blow up or melt down, we struggle against our own nature. The million-dollar question. What makes some people able to handle life's ups and downs, the twists and turns, bumps and bruises, with steadfast calm and composure, while others become incensed at the slightest insult, fall apart when facing a minor frustration, and blow out of proportion a mild disappointment? In a word, perspective. Imagine a small child playing with a toy that suddenly breaks. The child's whole world shatters, and she may respond by crying or becoming despondent, sad, or even angry. The child fails to appreciate, let alone recognize, all of the goodness in her life, that she is still being clothed, fed, loved, and taken care of, not to mention that an entire world exists outside of her own smaller world. The child's parents know the broken toy has no real relevance because they have perspective that the child lacks. Intellectually, we may recognize the unimportance and insignificance of whatever made us angry. Yet the qualities that most of us strive to exemplify, such as objectivity and patience, are lost to frustration when, in a hurry, we encounter a checkout clerk with a trainee name tag staring at the cash register as if it were the cockpit of the space shuttle. We try to maintain our cool, but negative emotions surface and, once sparked, blaze. Now we face an uphill battle. Perspective lies at the crux of our response, and explains why we often feel irritated in the heat of the moment. After a few minutes, our anger subsides. A few hours later, we feel less angry, and in a few days, we wonder why we got so bothered in the first place. Time provides perspective, allowing us to see the situation with clarity. Likewise, as we grow and mature, we look back on our lives and realize that the summer camp we thought we must attend, the person we thought we must be friends with, or the office job we thought we must be offered, are no longer musts. Without perspective, we are forever like a child with a broken toy. The million-dollar answer. Mark Twain wrote, "Comedy is tragedy plus time." When we discover how to shift our perspective, we see today's events through the wiser, more balanced lens of tomorrow. Once we can recognize, in the moment, what really matters, we no longer need to force ourselves to remain calm. Our thoughts, feelings, and responses to any situation reshape themselves. Negative emotions like impatience, insecurity, and anger dissolve, not because we fight to control our emotions, but rather because we see the situation for what it really is. Of course, the question we still face is, how do we manage what is relevant? Yes, we know we shouldn't sweat the small...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?